So Megan asked me, did you know that there's some rapper that released a song called Due for a Win this year?
I thought that was old.
I think she said 2025.
Really? Lil Baby, Due for a Win. Yep. Due for number four a win.
2025 song, Due for a Win. For a, yes.
That's a legit rapper. Lil Baby's like a real rapper.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well known.
Is it any good?
Megan said it had a banging beat. I certainly didn't listen to it because I don't care, but at least he respected our copyright and titled it different.
Maybe he'll make Due for a Win shirts and then we can just direct everybody to that. We're not making any money off of them anyway.
Howdy, it's Monday, September 15th, 2025, and this is episode 262 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Askin, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
Not my Pokemon investing, because I couldn't get any pre-order product because it decided I was a bot.
This is the content that all our listeners really want to hear.
At least one listener seems interested, so I'm just going to really hone in on that one listener.
And it wasn't even Steve.
So we don't have a Would You Rather this episode, is that what I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm. I've got questions for you, but we'll save it for after the ad break.
We did flip it last episode also because we just totally forgot to do Would You Rather.
I mean, we didn't forget, to be clear.
You're the host.
Is that true? I'm the one that keeps the show running?
Yeah, I thought you did all the, you know, like outline and ordering and everything of the show.
Yeah, that's true. Editing.
No, we somehow just totally skipped over it.
Yep.
Because I was talking all about Pokemon cards again.
I guess it's my bad.
Anything that goes right with the podcast is because I did something good, and anything that goes wrong with the podcast is because you messed up.
Yeah. I have to say that I think you get all of the accolades and all the negative accolades for this podcast because you do everything. So
all credit and all blame.
Yeah.
Goes to me. Sounds like my job.
Negative accolades.
No, I don't get any credit at my job. What am I talking about?
Right.
So we got some listener emails. We got a flood of listener emails after episode 260.
Love to see it. Especially on such a content-light episode.
Right. I say flood. We got three emails, which is more than we get in a typical week, including a couple of recently started listeners. I don't know. What would you call new listeners to the podcast? That would be a very easy way to do that. I can't write without AI anymore. I actually never write with AI.
We can tell.
You can tell based on the agenda.
Right.
So Matt from Utah, if that is his real name and really where he's from, says, I've been a devoted listener since episode 248. In honor of the 260th, I decided to go back and give a listen to episode number one. Hearing about Taj brought back memories. My grandma was a devoted AC bus tripper from Delco, usually on Fridays. Through her, I had heard about most of the AC history. I remember bringing the family to AC in June of 2007, and we stayed the week at a timeshare. My uncle brought grandma down, and we had a buffet lunch at Taj and gambled a bit. Sadly, she passed away in 2017, but I visit my uncle, who is a devout poker player, about twice a year. He usually plays Philly Live, but we make the trip to Borgata and Wing Creek as well. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. And hey, after listening to number one, it led into number two. I may eventually make it through all of them. Thanks for starting to listen to the podcast. I highly recommend not going back and listening to all the episodes. Although if you made it through one and you still decided to start two, go on whatever journey you want to go on there.
I disagree. Like, I think I said this 10 or 15 episodes ago. I listened to episode one not too long ago, and I thought it was not as bad as I remembered it. So, I mean, I remember some of those early episodes being, like, real, real rough, but I think episode one was all right.
Once we got into state takeover stuff and that just dominated everything, that was pretty bad.
It wasn't the best.
We were like a, not like political commentary, because I feel like that means something very specific in this day. But, like, we were talking about, you know, state politics, New Jersey state political junk, and that's not what we want to talk about. And I've actively made it a point to avoid all that stuff since then, because there's certainly some stuff to talk about.
I used to be annoyed semi-regularly because I would say political stuff on the podcast, and in the early episodes, you would cut 100% of my jokes or my political musings from the podcast. So I've given up with that.
You've made a couple jokes in the last couple episodes.
I've made a few jokes.
Been left in. Yeah.
You used to cut 100% of all of that talk, so.
I don't remember any of that.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce from Maine also emailed, and he said, thought you might find my take on AC interesting coming on a charter. We make the trip to AC through Caesar's Air once a year. It's perfect for us because we live in Maine, so it's a 1 hour flight versus an 8 hour drive. Caesar's provides the flight, 3 nights in a hotel, and ground transportation. We have our choice of Caesar's properties and stay at Caesar's in spite of the poor gambling atmosphere and few dining choices because we like the beach, the outlets, and the boardwalk. We've considered Trop, but it seems like a lot of kids and a younger crowd. I would agree with that. Caesar's corporate are really going to have to put some money into the Caesar's property or they are going to be left behind. Rooms are okay, but the casino needs a major refresh. I'm sure back in the day it was the place to go, but it doesn't look like they have done anything to update the casino. We always make a pass through Borgata, Ocean, and Hard Rock. They're much better than Caesar's, and we would like to stay at one of them, but the charter flight locks us into giving Caesar's our play. We did enjoy The Hook. It's a nice, intimate theater, although I was disappointed when they described it as a burlesque variety show. There was very little female burlesque. At least my wife liked it. All in all, the Caesar's junkets are a great way to go to AC if you are not within a reasonable driving distance. So we hear about the junkets a lot, and not a lot, but a decent amount.
I get a lot of junket emails, but...
I also do, but we're in driving distance, so we would never take them up on it.
Right. Half the time, it's like, you can fly to AC from Pittsburgh, and I'm like, it takes longer to drive to Pittsburgh than it does to AC, so this is preposterous.
Right. Yeah, I always get, like, you can fly from somewhere on Long Island that would take me longer to drive to than just driving straight to AC.
No, I mean, I think it's a good option, though, if you're in the area, and I've certainly... I get plenty of junkets to Biloxi and also to Reno and Laughlin. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I used to get Reno Tahoe junket emails, but I haven't gotten any of that in a very long time. But yeah, it sounds like a good deal. Interesting to hear from somebody who actually takes them regularly.
I would say just if you want to go check out other properties, I feel like you probably can do that. You don't have to stay every second in your property as far as I know. So.
I mean, he said he walks through the other ones. I mean, I'm sure you can play also at, like, Trop and Harrah's, and that all counts toward your
but
charter, I would assume.
The RFID they put on your wallet, they'll know if you take it out in one of those other casinos, and they'll punish you.
Like, if you play even a second at
Bally's.
Because that's the first place you'd go if you're at Caesar's. Right. It is connected.
I mean, it's connected. Is it really worse than Caesar's?
Yes. I think I'm going to say yes.
Maybe. I don't know. It has its own charm.
Does it?
Caesar's has no charm.
I don't know if I would agree that Bally's has its own charm after our most recent very Bally's-focused trip.
You said you liked Park Place Prime.
I did like Park Place Prime. I'll give that credit. The Yard. Did The Yard ever open up this summer? I think it was only for events. We have an Atlantic City podcast. We should know this.
I think it opened.
I think it was events only. Special events only.
I mean, it's a bad place, so it's not really a big loss.
It could be okay.
It could be okay, but it's too big for like the 12 people that are always in there. And
should have just left it an oyster bar.
I mean, that was great. I loved Harry's, except for the time they sat us somewhere and forgot about us for an hour. But other than that, it was great.
Yeah, and the courtyard seating now, it's got that big Lucas Oil Stadium looking thing.
They play literal NFL games at the Yard. Yeah. It's so empty.
So we got a third email. Greg G., says, just found your podcast starting at 260. So that's very recent. And love the dynamic you guys have. I'm going to Harrah's for my birthday weekend from the 17th to the 20th. I don't know if that's September or October. But he says, my ears perked up when I heard you say your birthday is also that Monday.
I would guess that would be October.
My question about Harrah's is, what are the craps tables like there? My buddy, whose birthday is also the 20th, doesn't play a ton of craps, so I planned on showing him the ropes, but hoping to find a $10 table at least once while we're there. You've played craps at Harrah's very recently.
Uh-huh.
What was your experience?
It's fine.
Is there $10, though?
I don't remember what it was early in the morning when I played last. It was either 10 or 15. Certainly, you're not going to find it on the weekend or at night, but it's possible it's 10. Certainly Golden Nugget, I think, might be a better bet if you want $10 table.
Yeah, and if you're staying at Harrah's, the walk to Golden Nugget...
It's easy.
...is not bad. You just walk out that walkway down toward the Caesar's shuttle.
Yep.
And just go out that exit, walk along the water until you're at Golden Nugget. You walk right in. And it's only, like, I don't know, 10-minute walk, maybe? So if you're looking for cheap craps, that's probably your best bet, I would say. I'm not a craps player, so... You would know better than I would, but in general, Golden Nugget has cheaper tables than probably just about anywhere in Atlantic City. So speaking of that weekend, we had talked at the end of last episode about going to Atlantic City that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if our friend Dave listened to the episode before he sent me this message, but he said his kids are off the 17th and the 20th and asked about doing a family trip that weekend to Atlantic City. And my immediate reaction to that was like, I was thinking about a guy's trip and I already had that in my head. You know, even though we do that like 4 times a year, I was still like, that sounds like a good time. Plus, it's my birthday. And do I really want to spend my birthday with my children?
No. Yeah, no. I mean, we already went over this on my birthday, so.
Right. So I don't know. What do you think about this pitch?
My kids are not off on the 20th.
Neither am I.
Certainly. That doesn't seem that likely.
Right. Like, we could go Friday night to Sunday and just get there, like, later on Friday.
I mean, we could. But the problem with that also is you'd all have to pay, right? I mean, how many places do you have a comp for on Saturday? Only Harrah's?
I'd probably get Harrah's and Trop that Saturday. I don't know.
I mean, we can. I would rather do a guy's trip, but...
Is that the best use of a family weekend, I guess, is also my question.
Uh-huh.
If we're going to do a multifamily thing, I think that AC would be fine. Like, it has the water park, it has the big arcade.
It has the water park.
It has the outlets.
Does your family want to go to the outlets?
My daughter really likes to shop. I mean, I have a 10-year-old girl, so...
Okay. Yeah.
But if we were doing AC, I would want it to be... sometime when there was something going on at Boardwalk Hall, like a Disney on Ice sort of thing.
Sure.
And there's nothing like that weekend in Atlantic City.
I mean, or during the summer when you can go to the
right
pool and the beach.
That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, it's fine. If people want to do that, I can go maybe Friday night to Sunday. There's nothing on my calendar right now. Yeah. There's no guarantee that there won't be anything on my calendar at some point, but...
I mean, my daughter would have to miss cheerleading.
Oh.
If we do go with families, one of the things that popped into my head is, I think I would only want to stay somewhere that you don't have to like trek through the entire casino to get to your room.
We stayed at Hard Rock last time I went with my family, and you have to go straight through the casino to get to the room. Like, there is no way around it.
But where do you not have to do that? Other than Showboat, obviously.
Ocean only.
And Ocean.
Pretty much.
Can you do Tropicana Havana Tower?
Not really. If you're going to the boardwalk, you can't.
You'd have to leave the boardwalk alongside of the Tropicana and go out and go in through the quarter. And that would be kind of a pain.
No.
So I don't think there's really any way to do it. And if you're going to enter through the casino, you'd actually be in the casino shorter by being in the North Tower, right? Because you just...
It's fine. I mean, speaking as someone who just went to a casino and stayed there with my family, it's not the end of the world for me to walk through the casino with my kids, but...
I don't know. I just feel like if we're doing a family get-together thing, I would rather... go somewhere else. I don't know.
I do have to say about Blackhawk, though, it's much stricter than Atlantic City. Like, kids are absolutely not allowed in the casino areas, and they're, like, actually police it in a way they don't in New Jersey or Nevada.
I mean, I definitely don't want to stay at Harrah's with the kids. That sounds really boring.
That sounds just awful. Yeah.
It has the pool, but then you're, like, not at the boardwalk at all.
Imaginable thing.
And you're right. I don't know if I actually get comps anywhere other than Harrah's, so...
I mean, you can pay for hotel rooms. It's something I've heard you can do.
But if I'm going to pay, then I definitely would rather go somewhere other than Atlantic City.
Yeah, I mean...
The whole advantage of Atlantic City, and the only reason I would even consider it, is because it would be a really cheap trip. And if it's not going to be a really cheap trip, then like,
I've been to Atlantic City with my kids before. We had a good time. You've been to Atlantic City also with your kids, right? And you've had a good time, so...
It was okay.
I don't have a problem with it. What's better? Like, what is like, if we go to... wherever, it's going to be much better. Like,
no, what's better is just going, just us, the guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
In case that's unclear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I agree 100%.
I don't know. I don't have any finality on that. But, yeah, my immediate reaction was definitely like, what? No. Why would I do that?
Yeah. Can you actually go that weekend? Do you know?
Probably. I should probably confirm that.
Yeah, let me know. I put it on my calendar, so.
It's on my calendar, but as we've discussed, that doesn't mean anything.
Actually, mine is ending on Sunday the 19th. Let me just push that to Monday the 20th now.
I mean, I definitely do not think I'll be staying until the 20th, but...
Oh, really? I thought that was the whole plan, was you're going to stay 2 nights Saturday to Monday.
No, I think I would much more likely stay Friday to Saturday.
Oh, just one night? Friday to Saturday?
Yeah.
That's so weak, man.
We can talk about that after the show.
All right. All right.
So, that's the complete lack of plan for October, which should not surprise anyone. That's still a month away.
That's right.
What did happen, also with no plans, was you went to Blackhawk, Colorado, and as far as I can tell, you walked there because you didn't have any airline tickets booked, and then also just like slept on the streets because you didn't have any hotels or anything. So how did that go?
No, it's good. Yeah, the walk was good, and the weather was pretty temperate, so sleeping on the streets wasn't so bad.
So you went with the whole family.
All four of us.
Speaking of family trips, how was having the whole family in what is only a gambling town, literally nothing to do but gamble.
Good. Yeah, it was good.
Give us the trip report. When did you get there? Did you do any of the gambling stuff? Did you see anyone or meet anyone? I was getting pictures of Pat G in a Dufour Wind shirt with Mark Duvall from You Can Bet on That. Mm-hmm. Did you get to do any of that?
Yeah. So I got there Thursday night. We got in to town probably at like 11, which was late, especially since it's two time zones over.
Yeah, that's late.
So we were all pretty tired. So yeah, we just went to bed Thursday night when we got in. I stayed at Monarch in town, which is, I think, by far the nicest property in town. It was legitimately extremely, extremely nice. It was very expensive, too. But the property it reminded me of the most is Paris Cherokee, which is also a very nice property. But I think it's a step up from even Borgata and AC.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really nice.
Is that where you stayed the whole time?
That I was in Blackhawk, yeah. I mean, we went to Denver also.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, Friday morning I woke up. I went to the meetup that was... Did you get the schedule? Did I send you the schedule?
If you sent it, I didn't look at it.
Okay, sure. Okay, cool. So I went to the Coffee Dice, I guess, in the morning, which was at Monarch, so it was easy. I walked downstairs. Actually, we went hiking that morning because it was supposed to rain the whole day, which it did. So we went hiking. So I didn't get there until a bit late. So it started at 9 in the morning. I probably got there at 10:45 or something. Played craps with all of them, including Mark Duvall from You Can Bet on That for, I don't know, an hour and a half or so. It was actually a good session. We ended up winning. I had a pretty monster roll, which was nice for my one roll that I had with everyone. Yeah, so then they all went out. There was more meetup stuff that I wasn't going to do because I was there with my family. So we tried to go to lunch, and like a bunch of places were closed, weirdly, because it's just a small town with like three places to eat. So I ended up going to the same restaurant that they were at. So said hi again to all of them and had some pizza. And then after that, ended up trying to go to the meetup that was happening that night in Central City at Dragon Tiger for the $10 squeeze game. But it turns out they do not have a $10 squeeze game anymore. I don't think we know or not if it's permanently not there anymore or just temporarily. I mean, they had a $10 game, but it was no touch. So why even play?
So what did you do instead?
They all went to the lodge, and I think a bunch of them got on a Pai Gow table there together. I went by myself and played video poker for a few hours at the lodge.
Where's your family during all this? Asleep?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess, maybe.
So this is like late night?
With my wife, yeah. Okay. It was after dinner. So yeah, I played at the lodge for a couple hours, and like I said, I came down and chatted with them for a couple minutes, but that's about it. And then I ended up going back to Monarch, played for a few more hours, and then woke up and left kind of early the next morning to go to Denver. And I don't think I need to give a trip report about Denver, so.
Did you see anyone wearing a Dufour Wind shirt?
Nope. I was wearing one.
Nice.
But I had hoodie on over it.
Did you get any comments on your Dufour Wind shirt?
No, not really. Not this time.
You sent me a picture of the JL Casino.
Yep.
So where is that?
So there's like three Bally's properties in town. It's in a tiny one-room Bally's property.
I want to go there.
So I think you would really enjoy Blackhawk. So I think there's a couple classes of people that would really love Blackhawk. One class is someone who really likes the outdoors, obviously, because it's in the mountains, literally, and
yeah,
surrounded by a bunch of hiking and stuff. And then there's another class who's people who really love really terrible one-room kitschy casinos that have like stupid themes or whatever.
Oh, sounds so good.
I know. So
what was that mermaid casino in downtown Vegas? Was it called Mermaids?
I don't remember.
So good.
Yeah. It has very much like a downtown Vegas vibe because there's so many one-room casinos, literally, that have like 20 slot machines on them.
Wow, that sounds so interesting.
Yeah.
I want to go.
I know.
Could have gone. Should have gone.
You should have gone.
No, I couldn't have gone. Too much stuff that weekend. Is that your main take on Blackhawk, your second time there? Those are the two classes of people?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's like very historical, too. Like the reason that it's all these one-room casinos is because all of the buildings, well, more so in Central City than in Blackhawk, but all of Blackhawk was built in like 1860. It was the first big city, I think, really, in Colorado because it's a gold rush town. So
do you think you'll go back next year?
I would like to. It's probably, for me, one of my very favorite places to gamble, I think, in
the
United States. So
because of just everything
just cool
about it?
Yeah. I mean, I really... like, I like the properties. I think there's some nice places. I like that you can go out and hike. I like that it's like a small, middle of nowhere, Wild West town in the mountains. You know, it's pretty easy to get to from Denver. It's like an hour from the airport or so, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, sounds cool.
It's a cool place.
I said this last year. I'm going to say it again. When it gets planned out, I'm going to put it on the calendar.
No, you're not.
I did put it on my calendar this year. I just couldn't make it happen. The problem is it's that time is so rough with work for me. So it's really hard, but... I don't know. Maybe I could figure something out, like a Friday morning to Sunday or something, which seems really short, but who knows?
I was there from Thursday late at night to Sunday. We left at like 6 a.m.
To go to Denver?
No, to go home from Denver.
So how many nights were you in Denver?
One.
Wow, it seems like a whirlwind. It's a very Kyle trip, it seems like.
I don't know. This is a difference between us. When I went to Chicago a couple weeks ago, I was there for literally one night, basically. I was there for one day.
That's a short flight, though.
I mean, so is Denver. Denver is like 2.5 hours or something.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not bad.
How is it only a 2.5 hour flight?
I don't know.
You're lying.
I don't know what to tell you. Maybe 2 hours, 45 minutes from Baltimore. It's farther from you because you're farther north and east than I am, but...
That's true. Anything else to say for this episode? We didn't do a would you rather. What's the...
Well, no. So here's my topic. If you could, like, a perfect world, what's the place you want to go to the most? What's your perfect trip? Duration, location, whatever. Just guy's trip, let's say.
Oh, good question. So I've thought about this a lot, obviously. I mean, like, the obvious answer is...
I haven't thought about it at all, but...
Yeah, this is how I live my life. Just hypothetical trip planning for things that'll never happen.
Yeah.
Blackhawk sounds really cool, and all the pictures of it look really cool. I'm sure I would like Reno, Tahoe area a lot.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been there. I'm very interested in checking out Reno, Tahoe as well. I loved Harris Cherokee when I was there as well. I mean, that's a very similar area to Blackhawk, I think, except that it has one property instead of 30 or however many in Blackhawk. So,
I mean, it's a little tough with Reno because it's further than Vegas. And if you're going to go out there with guy's trip, I feel like the default is just Vegas. Although I guess you figure out some sort of other outdoorsy sort of things to do.
I mean, the real problem with Reno, it's not, I don't care about the distance at all, personally. It's just, I don't think there's nonstops to Reno, are there?
Oh, from Baltimore? I don't know. I think there are from me.
Hmm. Like, connecting is, it adds so much time to transit.
Yeah. You're right. There's no nonstops for me to Reno either. So, there's so much Vegas stuff that I'd still like to do. Like, I'd like to do more downtown Vegas.
I know we said we were going to stay downtown next time we go, right?
Yeah, and I feel like last time we really did not get a lot of downtown time, or at least I didn't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went down much earlier than a bunch of you guys did. Me and Craig, I remember, rode downtown like a couple hours before everyone
came
down to meet us.
Yeah, because we were doing the like go-kart stuff. Yeah.
Whatever.
But yeah, I think I'll probably just say Blackhawk just because it's there. I mean, like, what are the other options? Biloxi?
Well, it doesn't have to be gambling related. Like, anything. You can make the world your oyster. Forget that we're doing a gambling podcast.
For a guy's trip?
Yeah, I mean, we could all go to Dublin and drink some Guinness or something. I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what would be the optimal guy's trip?
Vegas. It's just like, it's such a default, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Blackhawk would be really cool. Like, I think it would be really awesome to just go to all those casinos close together. Go out and do some hiking in the morning. I think that's a huge thing, too, because it gets you out of just the mode of everything's about drinking and gambling and spending a ton of money like it is in Vegas and to a lesser extent AC. AC's even more about gambling. But I think that having that sort of split of you wake up, you go into the town and eat breakfast somewhere, you go on like a hike and see something cool and you actually, you know, touch some grass, and then you come back and you do all the gambling stuff in the evening, nighttime. Like, that sounds perfect. And also, just, like, the pictures I've seen of the town look super cool.
Yeah. I mean, the only downside with Blackhawk is there is literally nothing to do in town, except for maybe go on a hike and go to casinos. Like, there is nothing else.
You gotta rent a car to get out there anyway.
Mm, yeah, true.
You could do the drive out to, like, Rocky Mountain National Park and do a bigger hike.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think that would be a good trip. I don't know how easy that is to sell.
Yeah.
Over something closer or over...
This is in the dream world anyway.
That's true.
We know that this isn't happening as is, so...
Yeah, no, this will never happen. So yeah, that's what I'll say. It's probably, again, just because of what we're talking about in the moment. But I can't really think of anything else. Dublin would be cool, but I've been there before, so I doubt I would pick that.
Yeah, I've never been.
It's like not that much longer a flight than Vegas, oddly enough, except the check-in, the security coming out of Dublin, you got to be there way early, and that sucks.
Well, but you do customs in Ireland, right?
Yes.
So you don't have to go through it. And
that is a good point. That's why it takes a long time.
Let me tell you, there's no customs that's worse than Washington Dulles customs.
Oh, really?
So, oh, yeah, that's the worst. Anything that makes it so I don't have to ride the people movers.
I don't know Dulles at all.
The AT-ATs. Oh, yeah.
The AT-ATs? Like Star Wars?
The moon rovers. Yeah, yeah. You don't know about the Dulles, the moon rovers?
No.
The worst. I won't get into it now, but absolutely the worst experience of anyone's life.
I think I've only ever flown out of Dulles once in my life. Now I'm going to have to go look at pictures of these things.
It's just awful.
there are a whole bunch of people who know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, everyone, pretty much. Surely.
In that area.
Everyone has landed in the America at Dulles International Airport. So the problem is you have to get on these moon rovers to take you from your terminal to customs, right? But the problem is it's like the entrance and exit are on the same side of the moon rover.
Okay.
So the first people on have to try to stay as close to the entrance as possible. And then it just makes like the absolutely awful traffic jam.
Right.
Trying to get on, because if you go to the back, you're going to be the last person to go through customs, which sucks because it takes hours to go through at Dulles if you don't have global entry. So you go on and you try to like clog up the entrance to make sure that no one is closer to the door than you are. And then people just can't get on. It's awful.
All that sounds like just everything I hate. It's everything everybody hates. This is not like, oh, it's my pet peeve. No, everybody hates this stuff.
It would be fine if it just unloaded on the opposite side.
Right.
I mean, it would be stupid still, but it wouldn't make the problem where you just can't get on these things because people are just like elbowing each other at the entrance and everyone's getting pissed off. And
yeah, no, that sucks.
Yeah, it's bad.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure as soon as we hang up, though, I'm going to think of some other place that I was like, what? It would be so awesome to go to, you know, Atlantic City.
So duration. What is the preferred duration for your Blackhawk trip?
3 nights.
All right.
I think 3 nights is a pretty good length for anywhere.
Yeah. As we know, I think we've talked about before, when we were younger, before I had kids, I was infamous for going like 2 nights before everyone got there and leaving 1 night after everyone left or whatever for all our trips.
For Vegas trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my last couple of Vegas trips have both been 4 nights. In my head, I'm like, it takes so long to get out there, like door to door, when you account for security and everything and taking the taxi to get to Vegas.
I don't know,
it's like,
man.
10 hours door to door.
It's fine.
So I'm like, oh, it's not even worth it to go for 3 nights. But by the end of that 4th night, I'm so dead. I'm just like not even enjoying it by 9 p.m. on the last night. And so at that point, it's like, yeah, I should just make it 3 nights and be done with it. But in my head, I'm also like, oh, I only go every, you know, last time it was 6 years between, or there was not last time, but the time before that, it was 6 years mm-hmm. between trips. And then it was like another 2 years between that.
Well,
so I'm like, oh, I got to get in as much as I can when I've got this opportunity to go. But no, I think I would definitely do 3 nights next time.
10 years between trips for me, I think.
Yeah,
so.
It was. You're right.
Yeah,
crazy.
I'm still good with my like 6 night Vegas trips. I think it's fine, but it's just not realistic right now for me. Maybe in a couple years when the kids are older.
So we talked about taking the kids to EC.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take the kids to Vegas?
Maybe if the right thing was out there, if it was like something we all wanted to see. I mean, I don't know why I would just take the kids to Vegas with me as like a trip.
Right. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Unless, like, I took the kids to Black Hawk because Megan had never been to Colorado and really wanted to go. So I was like, all right, why don't we all go? And we had a good time. But if there was something we all wanted to see out there, like if there was something, some show that the kids wanted to see,
right,
or someone was in town, I would. But like just randomly, like I don't think so.
Right. I mean, it like looks cool to be on the strip, but then
yeah,
I would want to be doing all sorts of things that can't involve the kids. I would just go to any other city, I think, at that point. This is something that popped into my head before the episode even started.
Blackhawk is cool. I'd be all for if everyone wanted to go, but... Like I said, the problem, I think, with convincing people is that it is hiking and casinos, and that's all there is there. Unless you want to go down into Denver or whatever. Could go to Golden, Colorado, do the brewery tour.
I think there are a bunch of people in the group who would like the hiking, though.
Yeah. There's, like, brew pubs and stuff around. If you go down to Idaho Springs, there's a bunch of stuff. And so it's not, like, truly only that, but...
Okay.
All right. Well, if you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforawin. Find all of our great content at doforawin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at doforawin and me at Kyle Askin, and send Craig questions to doforawin@gmail.com. And thank you very much to the 3 listeners who sent in questions. Love hearing from new people. Love hearing that we're getting some new listeners. We've been doing this for so long, it's like, surely no one's just coming across us now. That would be ridiculous, but...
Right, it's easy to assume, like, everybody who's been listening has been listening for at least 100
like
5 years, but...
Yeah.
No, it's good to know that people are still finding the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm taking it as a great sign for Atlantic City and the health of Atlantic City.
Yep.
Nothing that we're doing, actually, but just the fact that more people are interested in Atlantic City and hearing about it.
All right. Well, you'll have to let me know about that weekend a month away.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
I'll let you know on, like, October 13th.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you guys very much, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks. That felt like a prickly poor episode, but what can you do? What can you do?
If we had recorded on Friday, it would have been an excellent episode, but since we recorded on Monday, it was terrible.
Yeah. You're probably right.